Welcome back, everyone, to CGLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Working Title with Danny Gold and Cleo. That was just Monster by Chad Van Galen. Wow, what a name, first of all. And two, I had never heard this guy before until you showed me him, Cleo.
Yeah, I really love him. A friend, like, way back in middle school showed him to me. He's been around for a while. He's from Alberta. Okay. And he's actually, yeah, he's really cool. He illustrates, and then he also makes his own music videos for a lot of his songs. That. And that one is a really, it's kind of like psychedelic trippy art. That the one for Monster is quite a trip for sure. And he's also worked with Timber, and he did the music video for Beat the Drum Slowly, which is another awesome Canadian band. So cool. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Well, you have to show me them too, because I have no idea who Timber is.
Okay.
But is it really a surprise that Timber is a Canadian name band?
Yeah, I know.
let's be real. But yeah, is there any last things about Monopoly you wanted to tell me? I cut you off towards the end there, I think, because we were going a bit
long, for sure.
But yeah, we were talking about the troubles with she got the whole title of creating the game swept out from under her.
Yep. So basically, it was, you know, roundabout way kind of stolen from her in a bit. And yeah, you know, it spread through word of mouth. They were playing a version that was called Monopoly. It didn't necessarily have a box or anything. It was just kind of being passed down. But eventually in 1973, she finally was sort of granted recognition because an economy professor attempted to make an anti-Monopoly game. He was sued vehemently by Parker Brothers. But he actually won, which is, I feel like, a silver lining. Go him. He was able to make his game that obviously didn't become successful. But in the process of researching for the lawsuit, he unearthed Lizzie's story. But unfortunately, still the Parker Brothers website, or Hasbro now, does not really acknowledge her at all as the creator of the idea behind the game or tell the story. It's still credited as being Charles Darrow's game, which is unfortunate. So yeah, that'd
but
be cool.
A legal precedent has been set. So if anyone ever were to legally debate if Charles was the creator of Monopoly, is what my belief is.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, there are obviously some crazy Monopoly versions out there. There's knockoff ones, there's real ones. One is a bass fishing Monopoly, which is
what?
Yeah, like it's like the Bass Pro Shop type thing. There's like just a big fish in the middle of it.
Yeah,
there's a horse lovers edition. Actually, as well, a company known as the Parker Sisters in the 1980s Amazing. Released what was called Gay Monopoly. But it was severe copyright infringement, and they were sued by the Parker Brothers into the ground.
I love that.
Yeah, and then one of the funniest ones, Monopoly for Millennials. It features the tagline, "Forget real estate, you can't afford it anyway."
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so apparently you collect...
This is tears on the inside.
Literally, yeah, too real. Yeah, and apparently you collect experiences rather than property, including avocados, vegan food, and meditation retreats.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. Oh, things I never knew existed. Gay Monopoly and Millennial Monopoly are things
and
I
now
knew
you
in
need
my
it.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We've had a wonderful show today. Cleo, thank you so much for going into the depths and the history of Monopoly for us.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Oh my god, no, I love it. Like, seriously, this is I love learning fun facts. I love learning, you know, I just like these weird little topics we're coming up with. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm going to send you off with one of my favorite songs by this band. Some of you probably know them. They're called Rise Against. We've got the song Last Chance Blueprint. And nice. We're going to send you off. Have a good week, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
He's a freak!